Welcome to Corazon Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast. Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Linda Grasso. Linda Grasso is the Chief Operating Officer at Digital Business Innovation SRL, an Italian innovative startup active in the world of consulting. She's a management engineer passionate about digital transformation and STEM. After achieving an honors degree at the University of Naples Federico II, Linda started pursuing a business career that combines emerging technologies and engineering doctrine. Making use of her problem-solving skills, she handles project management using both an operational and strategic planning approach. Among her work experiences, she has managed many projects in different fields. For example, health tech, scientific system for brain injury diagnostics through advanced machine learning algorithms. And for buildings, design and implementation of a digital platform for buildings earthquake risk analysis. Furthermore, Linda is a Cybersecurity Forum Initiative Fellow and a writer for IoT Magazine. She strongly believes in empowering women in tech and their leadership skills for a better future. Well, good afternoon, Linda. Glad to have you on the show.
Oh, good afternoon, Brian, and thank you for having me here. It's a pleasure.
So I love having guests on the show that are out of the time zone. And what I mean by that is you're in an international time zone. I believe you're in a Central European time. So I appreciate you getting on at a different part of your day. So thank you very much. Linda, you've got an amazing career. I see a lot of the stuff that you're doing out there on social media, obviously, and some of the speaking events. But you have a career starting out in engineering and have managed projects over different industry verticals, right? Could you give us just a little background on why you choose this field of technology?
I've always been keen on topics related to innovation and ingenuity. And that's why after graduation, I started pursuing a business career where I could have worked with passion. Well, actually, you know, I strongly believe in an inspiring quote by Confucius that is, choose a job you love and you will never have to work a day in your life. And so I did. Well, actually, I consider myself very lucky since thanks to my job, I keep learning something new every day. We are living in an ever-evolving world where the paradigm shift, digital transformation is revolutionizing almost every field we deal with. And therefore, adopting an open mind strategy is very crucial to survive. Well, actually, as you said, in my company, I manage different projects in various fields, from artificial intelligence applied in healthcare to building engineering, passing through InsurTech and Internet of Things. And I really enjoy finding out how emerging technologies can have a new application in industry verticals, some of which I have to say are highly disruptive and really can bring lots of benefits in business processes if we are able to harness their real power.
Thank you for sharing that. So looking at your career, right, recently you moved into a senior leadership role at your company. Could you share some advice about how moving from an engineering role into a management role?
Well, moving into a leadership role certainly involves increasing responsibilities within the company. And you have to manage different aspects and try to do your best always to achieve high performances, optimizing time and costs, and also coordinating the pieces of the puzzle so that they can fit together, you know. Anyway, I have to say that compared to other engineering branches, I'm a management engineer, and thus moving from a role to another didn't mean for me working with a completely different approach, but having, of course, more responsibilities and things to care about. But certainly the advice I can share with you is always put your best in what you do, and this way you will achieve great results.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So here's one thing that you recently contributed an article to our collaborative project, and I want to thank you for that. But most recently, in talking about women, your article is related to women in tech and successes, right? So we recently celebrated International Women's Day. Being that you are in tech or STEM, what does this mean to you?
That's a good question. You touched on a topic that is really important for me. And I think we should empower women not only when International Women's Day comes, just once in a year, but we should give them voice every day. We always talk about progress, but actually we still have strong inequalities since women are still underrepresented in the workplace, especially when it comes to STEM field where gender equality is sadly far away. So as you said, I am a woman in tech. And so, you know, I can feel it on my skin. I live in a work environment that is male dominated. And of course, my reasoning is not about discrediting men. Well, they are are really great at the job. But, you know, I'd like to experience a greater parity in the workplace. And just about that, the World Economic Forum suggests that it will take 200 years to achieve workplace gender equality. 200 years. Can you believe it? Honestly, I can't. And this is an unfavorable situation for everyone because women are at the heart of development. And it has been shown that if they had more representation, they would bring greater benefits within companies. Actually, the 14th Industrial Revolution is driving the workforce transformation. And it's important to analyze how women are involved in building the future of work because companies have to build future of work strategies that work for women. Nowadays, there are several forces that are changing the nature of work, such as the transformation of sectors and roles due to automation and artificial intelligence, the demand for digital skills, and also the emergence of new work models. And we have to look at how these trends may impact working women and intersect with existing barriers to women's economic empowerment. And in my opinion, the answer to the real progress lies in our ability to apply humanity to the new changes that arise. And humanity cannot absolutely ignore the achievement of gender equality in order to increase a better world, you know, where we can combine skills to thrive together, women and men. And so that's why in my small way, I do my best to encourage women to be brave and ambitious and never stop in front of bias.
Thank you for sharing. And the statistic you shared about 200 years before we really achieve the gender equality, I guess you and I need to start eating healthy so we can live to see that, right? I appreciate you sharing that. Linda, you're very active on social media. I talked about that a little bit earlier, and you've created quite a following on your various platforms. Anything that you can share with our audience about your success here?
Yeah, I'm very active on social media and especially on Twitter and LinkedIn, where I like to share interesting content that can be useful to my followers. And I am a very curious person. So when I find something, you know, juicy about my key topics as digital transformation, emerging technologies, innovation, business, and of course, as I said before, women leadership, I try to actually deepen to enrich my knowledge. However, I think that in today's interconnected world, we have a lot of powerful tools, not only to acquire knowledge, but also to spread it with other people. And my philosophy is that, you know, it gains more value if you share your knowledge. And that's what I try to do through my channels. Also, another important topic is that people who follow you always notice the quality of your content. And if you want to keep them confident, you have to reach their interest by conveying useful notions and giving a unique value. And a fundamental goal is always put your heart into what you do, because we have to build our future together. And we have to get a sustainable development, so leave no one behind.
Thank you for sharing that. I appreciate that, and I'm sure our audience will appreciate that as well. I do, again, follow you on social, and I see a lot of the great information you share around emerging technologies, and it is interesting for sure. So thank you. Linda, last question for our audience. Could you share just a little nugget of wisdom for those younger generations that are coming? Maybe they're in high school or college. They're trying to, you know, what can you give them as a piece of advice for working in STEM?
Oh, well, wisdom.
Yeah.
I'm young to talk about wisdom. Just kidding, yeah. Of course. Well, sure. My best advice for the up-and-coming generations, of course, is to follow what they really like. So what fascinates them. And if their ambition is working in STEM, welcome. Because, you know, it's a field in continuous expansion and there are excellent job perspectives. There are so many things to learn in science, technology, engineering, maths, and more. I read that 80% of future jobs probably will require STEM education, so why not? And mostly, my call goes to the girls. Well, girls, come on.
Sure.
We need more girls in STEM, absolutely. So let's introduce something power into it. Because, you know, maybe some of you could choose to give up and not follow their instinct only because thinking it's a men's field. Well, I can assure you, it's not a matter of gender. It's a matter of skills and capabilities. And you certainly have both of them. And my goal is just to raise awareness about it. So that's all. I hope to have been wise enough.
Thank you. That's just amazing. I appreciate having some of your insights and the information and knowledge and wisdom that you're going to share with our audience. So thanks again. And Linda, I just want to personally thank you. It was a pleasure having you on the show today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Oh, yeah, really. Thank you, Brian. Thank you very much. And thanks also to the listeners. It was really pleasant to be with you today. Ciao. Thank you.
Ciao.